Hey friends, it's Mike. What follows is a short presentation by colleague and fellow researcher Victoria. The presentation has to do with Sergeant Pepper, Aleister Crowley, the occult, and Superman. The comment section is open. Let us know what you think, and thanks for listening.
Sergeant Pepper was a concept album by the Beatles released May 26, 1967, that sold 32 million copies. It is one of the most recognizable album covers ever made. Pepper was beyond huge. Many have spent countless hours studying the cover. I am one of them. The album art on the front is rather busy, but there is one item that I have never heard anyone discuss or research. Let's start back at the drawing table with a concept sketch of the Pepper cover. I found it interesting that the concept sketch is sparse when compared to the finished product. The sketch outlines a grave area, the Beatles' name and flowers, the bass drum, two sets of Beatles, Diana Dorn, a palm tree, and a lawn statue. Many videos are available for viewing regarding who is in the audience and the other items, but today I would like to focus on the lawn statue. We know that the statue is from John's house at Kenwood, then later appeared at Tintenhurst and in other photo shoots. Who is it? Why is it so important that it flanks the bass drum on the Pepper cover and it also appears in other Beatles photo shoots? It is not likely there by accident. I looked at other statues and noticed that I recognized one of them, Lord Kitchener. So I made the assumption the other statues were of real people who may have been from the Victorian era. The statue appears to be Samuel Liddell McGregor Mathers, a founder of the Golden Dawn and an occultist. Mathers had been associated with Aleister Crowley, but later became his nemesis. In occult circles, Mathers was considered powerful and talented in the dark arts like Crowley, but he never achieved the same fame. Mathers is also known for deciphering ancient Kabbalah texts and spreading them across Europe. In 1917, Aleister Crowley wrote the book Moonchild. It is clear to most that the villain character in the book was based on Mathers. Mathers and Crowley had never reconciled even upon his death. Mathers' wife blamed his death on Crowley and Crowley's psychic wars with Mathers. What is a moonchild? The moonchild rituals are to demonize a fetus. However, the demons that are invoked are very powerful ones, high-level demons placed within these people at very early ages or in vitro. Blood and human sacrifices are required for this level of magic. The idea of the moonchild is that the perfect soul can be captured. It is believed that souls compete for a particular embryo and to create a Superman. Page 107 and 108 of Moonchild, I quote, "To produce a man who should not be bound by his heredity, and they should have the environment which they desire for him," unquote. This reinforces the thought that the birth is of less importance and the environment, life and how it is lived, is more important. This is a Luciferian doctrine. The perfect soul is called homunculus. Prior work by other occultists reported to have captured souls and placed them into brass statues. The Hittites, the people of Asia Minor and Syria, have long sought the ability to create a Superman or Superwoman. The Illuminates inside occult history place the Hittites within their own bloodlines. Mathers, by the way, was of the Collins bloodline. Long before Superman appeared in the comics, Aleister Crowley was writing about creating a Superman or Superwoman by capturing a soul in the fourth dimension. The actual rituals carried out to create a moonchild are described in detail in three of Crowley's writings. A vague description of the rituals can be seen by reading the book Moonchild. The ritual took place at a villa named the Butterfly Net. The villa was really an occult temple laid out in sacred geometrics. It had statues of Artemis and other figures. Lots of silver objects and crescents and nine-pointed stars were at the villa because these objects all relate to the moon and magic. The woman who was pregnant was surrounded by objects related to the moon. The moon's influence was repeatedly invoked. A small triangular silver altar to Artemis was used. There was a sacred spring where the woman was washed. The number 9, which is sacred to the moon, was used along with its square of 81. Prayers were made to Artemis, and then there was a reenactment by the capture of Diana by Pan. The woman was coached to identify herself with what is known as Grandmother Moon. In the book, she is called Moon or Diana by identifying her thoughts and actions with the deities one is wanting to invoke. Most are familiar with the movie Rosemary's Baby. This would be a Hollywood example of ritual sex magic to produce a moon child. Does anyone notice the name Diana keeps surfacing? Remember, one of the characters on the concept sketch was Diana Dorse. Many believe that Bill is a direct descendant of Aleister Crowley, and Crowley does appear within the Pepper audience. Pepper was Bill's big debut. So is the statue on the Pepper cover signaling to us that a moon child is present on the cover? A Superman? Or did John just decide to bring his lawn statue to work that day? You decide.